We're back on with Bear from Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco. I appreciate more of your time.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Adam.
We kind of talked about the bear numbers this year and your hunters' success rates and your overall feeling about this season compared to years past. And you're feeling like really the bears have shifted to more nocturnal feeding times, which is an interesting observation. We also talked about the deer herd in your area and how you have an influx of people from out of state for birds and bear, but not so much for deer. That kind of tells you a little bit about our deer hunting opportunities here in the UP, huh?
Yes, definitely. Again, going back many years, during deer hunting, mainly rifle season, we used to be full here for deer hunting, and we just don't get anybody anymore. And over the course of the years, we've had a lot of repeat clientele that came in and would say, you know, if we don't see any more deer this year than we did last year, we're maybe not going to come back. And that's exactly what happened. It just kind of dwindled down to nothing. And now, like I was saying, the deer herd is starting to improve once again. So it's getting a little better, but it's mainly locals out there. There's not many outsiders that come in to hunt anymore.
Are you hearing about a really good amount of antler growth from this past summer?
I have definitely seen some nicer bucks this year than I have in the past. So that's a very good sign. And I've seen some young bucks, too. So once again, that's good.
Yeah, good disbursement of age classes. We talked about that a little bit. All right, let's go back to the bird hunters, which you did mention you see people from all over the country coming in here to do some bird hunting. I know that the UP of Michigan is really considered the number one spot in the country for woodcock, and I think it's three or four for grouse, with Wisconsin, which is right across the border from you, they're number one for ruffed grouse. What are you noticing this year for the bird numbers?
They're fair. The population has definitely improved from last year with the indication that I'm seeing a lot of the younger birds this year and coveys of birds. With the last couple of years, we mainly were seeing adult birds, not many coveys and younger birds, so that indicates that they didn't make it through the spring, you know, the rain and cold weather and things like that.
So it's interesting because fair to you compared to someone who's in the eastern UP, which is really dismal for grouse right now from the reports I'm getting. It sounds like it's probably better than what most of the UP has and you calling it fair. How many flushes per hour would you just guess?
Well, I guess I don't really figure it by the hour. I mean, you could do the math, but I always say like flushes in a day. You know, on a good average day, my hunters have been putting up 10 birds in a day. On a bad day, you know, two or three. I have had days where they had more than that, but that wasn't consistent. You know, I would say the average was more around 10 flushes in a day.
Any word on the woodcock you could jump into?
We haven't seen a huge influx of flight birds yet, which is very unusual. Just in the last few days, we had some guys seeing a few more woodcock. But usually it's about the middle 2 weeks of October that them birds come through.
Yeah.
But I think it has to do with weather north of us. You know, like in Canada and that, they haven't seen a lot of cold and snow yet either to start pushing them birds south.
I think you're right. That's very consistent with what we're hearing from other woodcock reports across the UP. So I appreciate your time today, Bear. I'm assuming you probably don't have very many fishing reports for Lake Ogibbeck in the south end.
No, it's been pretty quiet here. You know, most people are hunting. They're either bow hunting or bird hunting right now. Very few boats out on the water. A few fair to good reports on shore anglers. Again, locals that are just fishing off their docks in the evening or at nighttime. And some of those have not been good either, but I had a few good reports.
Are they talking mostly walleye?
Yes, mainly walleyes. They're fishing off of their docks with sucker minnows.
All right, Bear, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'd like to touch base with you before we get to rifle season again at least once.
All right, sounds good, Adam.
The report from Southern Lake Ogibbeck from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, right here on The Outdoor Show.